And last quarter just was a shiloh. Where did they burn this soy with the soy lazozel? Or else, where did they burn the par and the soy of Yom Kippur? That the was these are perm hanesrofim. So had a machlokes. One man the Yomis says we burned it before chutz the gimel machnois and be mizrocha shall you shlaim. You go to mizrach side. For rabbanon hechi soy the more it's kasha according to rabbanon, where do they burn it? Kedatan yehechin esrofim. Where do they burn this perm hanesrofim? Let svoy noy shall you shlaim. On the tzofen side of Yerushalayim, v'chutz l'sholosh machnas. It has to be outside all three machnas, even outside Yerushalayim. It's outside machnas Shechina the Azorim, outside the Azorim, the Harabai is the machna Leviyah, and outside the Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, why tzvoyna? Shekol ma'isa chattis b'tzofen. Whatever you do with the korban, chattis is always done on the tzofen side. So here the mitzvah of these porim and the sira and the srofim, you take it outside Yerushalayim on the north side. Rabbi Yosi says no. You burn it at the same place where you put the deshin. There's a mitzvah to take out the deshin when the mizbeach is too full of ashes. You take out the deshin outside chutz l'gimel machnois, where you put it down there, and that place is the place where you're supposed to burn the purim hanesrofim also. And Rashi says, Abeis ha-deshin, tzorach sheyaktin l'shem deshin ha-mizbeach. You have to first put in that place the deshin, the ashes of the mizbeach. It has to be called the place of Shefach Hadeshin. Now, Mechlad HaTanakama Loi Tzorach. This is Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush, and HaTanakama doesn't hold from this. Like it says, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Abeis HaDeshin Esrofim. Now, Omar Rova, Man Tana, the Polagoled Rabbi Yosi. Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Yosi and holds that the place where you burn these Purim and Esrofim is not on top of the Deshin? The Mar says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Titania, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, El Shefech HaDeshen Yisarif. That you're supposed to burn these Purim and Esrofim Al Shefech HaDeshen. So, Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yosi, holds, Sheyehe L'Shem Deshen. That there should be Deshen there first. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. That first you have to have the Deshen there, and at the place where they put the Deshen, where they take the ashes off the Mizbech and take it outside Yerushalayim, on that Mokum is where they burn the Purim and Esrofim. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, I mean, no. It just means Shei Mekoyma Meshupach. Not that the Pasuk says where you burn the Purim and Esrofim is El Shefech HaDeshen. It doesn't mean Mamish has to be Deshen there. It just means the place to be slanting, that if there was ashes there, the ashes would drip down. Rashi says, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, the Yoma Lo Yashminon Elo Shei Mekoyma Modron. We only know from this Pasuk of Shefech HaDeshen that the place where you're burning the Purim and Esrofim should be a slanty place. That if there are ashes there, the ashes will slide down. But not that you have to burn it on top of the place where you have ashes from there before. So Amalei Abaye says back, no. What's the Raya of Blessed Ben Yaakov argues in Tanakama? V'dilma b'mekoyma mishupach u'depligi. Maybe even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that you have to first have the deshin there. You first have to have the ashes there that you took off the Mizbeach and brought it outside Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And on top of the ashes, that's where we'll burn the Purim HaNesrofim. So what is Reb Elazar ben Yaakov adding? He's adding that not only on the same place, but that place also has to be Mishupach. It also has to be a slanty place. That's the Machlokes. Rashi says, V'dilma b'mekoyma Mishupach hu depligi. Umoyde Reb Elazar ben Yaakov shiyaktim shom deshin. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov maybe is also moyde. You have to first have the ashes there. Elo de boi nami mekoyme meshupach. He adds another thing from this pasuk. Elo shefach hadeshin means that the place where you want to burn the Purim HaNesrofim, not only does it have to be burnt on top of the ashes that you took off the base from the mizbeach, but it also has to be in a slanty place. So, right, according to this pshat, we won't know who the Tanakhama that argues on Rabbi Yosi. Now, Rabbi Yosi says you have to burn the Purim HaNesrofim at base hadeshin. The Tanakhama, Mashmah, doesn't say that. He just says that be it soft inside of Yishlaim, it's enough. So who the Tanakam is, according to Abaye, we don't know. Tana Rabbonim, the Brisa says like this, that the Haserif, the Pasuk says, whoever burns the Purim HaNesrofim, they become Tomei, and even their Begodim also. The Pasuk says they have to wash their Begodim. So Haserif Metame Begodim, V'loi HaMatis Esor, not the person that lights the fire, but the person that burns these Purim HaNesrofim, these special Chatois that you brought Lefnim inside, the mitzvah is to burn it. Where Shashi burning it, the Koyin, that's Isaac, and burning it, he is Matam is Begodim. But not the person Stam that makes the fire. And not the one that sets up the wood for the fire. Now, v'ezu yaserif, who is considered the one that's burning the Purim, that he has a tumas begodim, zeha masayeya b'shas reifa, that b'shas yimamish burning the meat of these Purim, of these axes, b'shas yimamish burning it, whoever's doing it, he has tumas begodim on him. Now, yochel, I would think, af mishana sefer, let's say even after the you burnt it so much already, that the par became into ashes already. And now you take a new change, now a new coin, I'm not sure, maybe it's even Israel, somebody else takes over now. Another party takes over and he burns it, even after it became ashes. How do I know? Yochel, I would think, metamim, it's also metamim begodim. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, oisam, when it's still a par. Oisam metamim begodim, v'loy mishanasa eifam metamim begodim. It's only when Yosef is burning the par, oisam ashma still has to have a shame par. It has to be called an animal still. And not when it's in ashes. When it's in ashes already, it's not called oisam, there's no tumas begodim. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, ha-par mitama. He dashes the word ha-par, it has to have a shame par. Not only if it's not in ashes, but it has the biggest stage, it has to be called the shame par. Nita ha-boser, let's say it gets burnt up so much that the pieces are like cut. The pieces are burnt up like in charcoal already, even though it's not ashes yet. Just nitach. Shalom about nitach, it melts down or it comes into pieces already, but it's burnt well. How do I know? Einu matama begodim. Reb Lezer, he says this, that einu matama begodim. That's Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon's pshat. The pasuk says ha par, that you only matama begodim when you're burning the par. It has to have a shame par. It's called an ox, and not after it's burnt up already. That's like charcoal. But the more my benayu, what's the chil between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon? So more answers, ike benayu de shav yecharucham, that you already burnt the meat of the ox like a coal. So ashes it didn't become yet. It's still like a piece of meat, but it's burnt completely. So if you need ashes, you'll still be matam begodim now, because it's not ashes yet. It's only charuchas, the gesunta burnt piece of meat. But if you learn like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, by the pasuk says hapar, it has to be called you're burning the ox. So once the ox is so burnt that the shavi charucha, it's not called an ox anymore. You won't be matam begodim anymore. So Rashi says, Hasarif, Hamasasek b'tzorches reifosin, degufon, whoever's oisik b'shash yamamish burning these axes, dechsev oisom, v'goyin hamasayaya b'shash reifa, whoever's helping out, b'shash the burning these axes, zeh matama that begodim become tomi. V'aytan islaik Reb Shimon, d'yein matama begodim ashe yutzas b'hen or. That's what the Mishnah says. According to Reb Shimon, that when you matami begodim by these poor manas rofim, not when you take it out of the first machna, and not even out of Yushalayim, but only after the fire starts to get a hold of it. And when the fire gets a hold of the rove of the meat, that's when you matami begodim. So up until when? Up until the Tanakhama says it become ashes, and according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, up until it's still called par, it's still called like meat. So the nafkamina is at Rashi, the shav yecharucham. The avenita chaboser. The boser is like burnt will, of the eifer meal or heavy. But it's not called ashes yet. So me latana kamo metamin ah chiyas wafer the oisam karinim be up until it's not ashes yet. It's still called you're burning part of the par the ox and you have tumas begodim on you. Of the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon the shav yecharucham once it became burnt very well le metama the le par mikri it's not called the par anymore. So somebody changed over that after they burnt up the ox. Up until it got burnt very well, now another person took over. According to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he would not have tumas begodim, because it was not called a par anymore. So the Mishnah, Omru ler the kohen gadol. Now, after they sent out the lazozel to the midbar, they came back a messenger. Omru ler the kohen gadol. They told the kohen gadol, Hegiya soil the midbar. You should know the soil lazozel reached the midbar ready, and then the kohen gadol could start doing the next avodas. Like Rashi says. Shein rishoya lahaschel biavoida acheres. The kohen gadol can't start doing another avoidom at shegiya soil midbar until the soil lazozel reached the midbar. Shenema v'shilach es asoyel by midbar v'yachak kain v'yeschela v'achates yakram esbechom. As after they sent the lazozel to reach the midbar, then you're allowed to start doing the rest of the avoida. So the kohen gadol had to wait until they told him, "You should know he reached the midbar." How did the Kohen Gadol that's in the Beis Hamikdash, how did he know that this Kohen took the Azazel already to the Midbar, which was Yud Beis Mil outside Yerushalayim? How did he know he got there so far already? But that's how far Tzaik is, but it's pretty far out. We'll soon see. It's far out of the Yerushalayim. How did the Kohen Gadol know? And the Gemara, the Yukoyes, Hoyo Asuyin. They made special people, like messengers. Umanifin Besudrin. They put themselves like a few mile away, and they used to have handkerchiefs. They waved themselves. Umanifin Besudrin. They would wave a handkerchief. The Yaidim Shigiyah Serla Midvar. They had a long chain of people that as soon as the last person saw the Sawyer reach the Midbar, he would wave his handkerchief, and the guy way down the road would see it and wave his handkerchief, and he said until they reached Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they told the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says, Tirikois means, B'nai Adam Oimdim Yerushalayim L'Tzoik. There were a whole line of people standing like in the distance from Yerushalayim up until Tzoik. Each person could see the way the next one waved his handkerchief. The next one saw it down the line, and they kept on making this waving until they told the Kohen Gadol. Om Rabbi Yehuda. You know, it's a very big sin what happened here. You have to have a whole relay system from Yerushalayim until Beis Chedudai. Now, Beis Chedudai, that's the beginning of the Midbar. You should know that Shleisha Milin, it's Mamash 3 Milin. So that's a pretty far distance. So Rashi is Ad Beis Chedudai, Hu Rosh HaMidbar, that's the beginning of the Midbar. Vishom Niskayim Vishilech HaSasar BaMidbar. You ready to Mekayim the Pasuk that you sent it to the Midbar. In other words, this time holds, you don't have to throw it off the cliff. It's enough just as soon as the soya reaches the midbar, that's considered your Mekayim the mitzvah, that now the Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue doing his avodah. So all he had to know is that the soya reached the midbar. So, he's saying the Chura, like it was a big simon you have to have. Baloi simon Gadol hoylem yishlaim yad beis chududu, sholosh milin. It was 3 mil. So the ma'aseh was like this, holuchin mil. That the people from Yerushalayim used to walk the first mill out of Yerushalayim. And that's the Tchum Shabbos, you're allowed to walk. The Chosrin mill. Then they walked back a mill. So, B'kitzah, by the time they came home, they named on that the person already walked 2 mil towards the Midbar. The Shoyin Kedai mill. Then they waited another 18 minutes. The Yodim Shagiyah Serla Midbar. That's another way to tell. In other words, interesting that you have a right to Nemon that he zicha went straight and didn't have any traffic and didn't faint on the way. He kept on going. So the people from Yerushalayim just walked the first mill, the Tchum Shabbos, which is a mill. They walked outside with him, and then that person kept on going another 2 mil to reach the Midbar because they turned around and came back home. So by the time they came home, that was another mill, and then they waited. When they got home, they waited another mill. So that's how they knew the shear of 3 mil. After that shear, they named on most probably the person reached the Lazot, reached the Midbar, and then the Kohen Gadol could start doing his Avodah. Now the Mishnah goes on. It's a shadow. It's really part of the Mishnah. Some said it's a Braisa. The Gruah B'Klal takes it out of the Mishnah. But our Gishar is Rabbi Yishmael Leina. V'aloi simen acher hoy lehem. There was another simin, how the Kohen Gadol knew that they already did the mitzvah of the soya, they brought it to the Midbar. Why? Because Loshin, Shalzahariyah, Sayyukosher, Apiskosh, Leichel. That's what we had before in the Braisa. And Yishmael holds that at this time, still they were naig. They had the string, the red string, the red woolen string. They didn't only tie it by the Lazozel and the seller by the Tzaik, but they tied it also in the Piskosh, Leichel. They had it tied up. Ugeshegiyah, Sayy, the Midbar. And as soon as the soya reached the midbar, right away hoyer haloshin malbin. Right away the string changed white. Shenema, the pasuk says, emiyu chatoichem kashanim kashelog yabinum. Like if you do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will whiten the chatoim. So he changed around this red string into white. That was the simon that Hashem was mechapa them, and vice versa, that was also the simon that they already reached the midbar to do the avoid of the soya. Yeah. Omer Abayi says that Shema mean if Mal Mishnah Yavaraya Beis Chedudai Ba Midbar Kaimam, that this place called Beis Chedudai, that was the beginning of the Midbar where they found the cliff and they threw the Lazozel off. V'okam Ashman is another Chiddush here also, that the Sover of Yehuda, if Yehuda holds that Kivon Shegiya Soyla Midbar Nasis Mitzvosein, as soon as the Soyer reached the Midbar, even before you throw him off the cliff, it's called you did the mitzvah of sending out the Sawyer Lazozel Bamidbar, like the Pasuk says, Veshilach Oysa Bamidbar, send it to the Midbar. So as soon as it reaches the Midbar, you already Mekayim that mitzvah. And like the Mishnah says, right as soon as the Kohen Gadol knows that, the Kohen Gadol has the right to start doing the rest of the Avoidis. Lafuki, I don't say the Kohen Gadol has to wait until not only did they reach the Midbar, but they have to also go up the high cliff to Tzoik and throw him off the cliff. That's the Chiddush. No. As soon as it reaches Beis Chidudoi, which is the beginning of the Midbar, that's enough. That's called Nasas Mitzvosei. Like Rashi says, Umas Chalikras Aparsha. As soon as the Sawyer reached the Midbar, right away the Kohen is allowed to start his next Avodah. We'll see the next Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol starts saying the Kriya. He starts reading the Parshis that talks about Yom Kippur. This man even doesn't hold like that at the end part of the Mishnah. That's only Rabbi Shmuel says. We're not going like Rabbi Shmuel. We didn't have the string, yeah. But Kopan Mishnah says when he reached Beis Chedudoi, that's enough. So that's the Chiddush, that even though Beis Chedudoi is only the beginning of the Midbar, that's what Abayi says, and that's enough to be called Nasa Mitzvosai. And you don't need your pushing it off the Tzoik. How do you learn Chosh Naisirin? So that's the Mishnah. After the Maisa now, after the Kohen Gadol knows, claw, that the Sawyer reached the Midbar, now Boloi Kohen Gadol Likris. The Kohen Gadol now goes to read from the Torah the Parshis of Yom Kippur. Im Rotzol Likras the Big Day Boots Kohen. If he wants to read with the white begotten that he's wearing, Kohen is still wearing his Big Day Lovin. If he wants to, we can read the Sefer Torah when he's wearing these Big Day Lovin. Even though it's not called an Avodah, and the Gemara will bring a right from him that the Kohen is allowed to use his begotten even Shlei B'Shas Avodah. That's the Mishnah says. If the Kohen Gadol wants to read it wearing his dalad begodim, the four white begodim, he's allowed to. V'yim lav, if he doesn't want to, he's allowed to take off his four begodim, and kara b'yitzdilis lovin, mishaloi. Let him wear his own white robe, even though it's not a big day kuna, because this is not called an avoida. Just reading the parsha from the Torah in front of the people is not called an avoida, so really you don't need a big day kuna. So if he doesn't want to wear his big day lovin, he has a right to take it off, and stand put on any white robe that he has, his own white robe. Rashi, in Rotzalik is a big day boots, Shulovish Achshov, Shovan Bem Avoida Sayyim. If the list Lovish Kimin Cholok, Stam, you can wear like a robe around him. Then what happens now? Chazin Akneses Neutel Sefer Torah. The Chazin takes the Sefer Torah. The Neusnoy Rosh Akneses. And the Chazin gives it over to the president of the Shul, Rosh Akneses. The Rosh Akneses Neutel Sgan. The head of the Knesses. And this was the basic Knesset that was in the Azorah, in the Beis Hamikdash, right outside the Azorah. That's where they had the Sefer Torah. So now they took it out of the basic Knesset, and they gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So they gave it first, the Chazin gave it to the Rosh of the Knesset. Then the Rosh of Knesset gave it over to the Skan. He was second in charge after the Kohen Gadol. The Haskan, nice to the Kohen Gadol. And the second in charge, he gave the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Oymid. And now the Kohen Gadol stood up. On the Kabbal, and he received the Sefer Torah, the Korah, and he read from the Sefer Torah. Where did he read? He read from the Pasha Achrei Mois, that talks about the Pasha of Yom Kippur, and then the Yach B'Yosser. And the Pasha's Emor also talks about Yom Kippur. The Pasha of Yach B'Yosser, he also read. These two Pashas he read from the Sefer Torah. Then the Goyle Sefer Torah, the Medeglila, O Manicha B'Chekoi, and he put the Sefer Torah down on his lap. The Yomer, and he said like this. In other words, even though we'll soon see he has to lay in another parsha, in Parsha's Pinchas, that talks about the Musafim, that he read Baal Peh, that he didn't read from the Sefer Torah itself. We'll soon see why. But as our co-point, before he started to read Baal Peh, he said, V'yomeh, people should know, Yosef Imashe Kurosi Lefneichem Kosev Kan. Really, more than just these two parshas that I just read from you, his Parsha's Achrimais and Parsha's Emor is written in this Sefer Torah. In other words, people should not think that soon he's going to have to lay in the third parsha of Pinchas Baal Peh. So people shouldn't think, you know why he's reading about Peh? Because this is the Apostle Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah only has these two parshas. It only has Achrimus and Emor in it. That's why he can't lay in Parshas Pinchas in the Sefer Torah. So he has to tell them, no, that's not the reason why. You should know really the whole Sefer Torah is here. Hey, it's much more than I'm telling you right now is written in the Sefer Torah. But we'll see in the Gemara, there's another reason why he didn't lay in Parshas Pinchas from the Sefer Torah, but rather did it by Peh, as the Mishnah says. He said, "V'yoyim Yosef Mashakarisi Shekaros Lefneichem Kosev Kan, O Ve'esar Shebuchum Ashapkudim Kura Peh." That the Pashas Apkudim, which is Pashas Pinchas, the Pesukim they talk about the Musafim that you bring on Yom Kippur, that Pashas spoke out by Peh. He didn't say it inside; he learned it by Peh. And Rashi says, "Ve'sakness means Hoyesomach Liazora." There was a base of Knesset near the Yazorim, or Bahar Habayis. It was in the base, on the Har Habayis. Now, Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamash. The Shamash gave it over to the Rosh HaKnesses. What's called the Rosh? What's called the President? Al-Piv Nechtochim Tzorchei HaKnesses. He's the President. He passes on what we should do for Tzorchei HaKnesses. Mi Maftir, Mi Poiris Al-Shema. Who's going to get Maftir? Who's going to be the Poiris Al-Shema? Who will be the Tfilat Tzibur? Mi Yoiv Lofnei Ateva. He tells the people what to do in the Shul, even though we call that the Shamash, but then the Shamash was some. The Shamash there was down the Shamash cleaning the floors, and then he had a Gabbai. The president was called the Gabbai. He took care of giving out the Aliyahs and making the Shtir Tzibur go down to Davin. And then he gave it over to the Tzigan, and the Tzigan gave it over to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol leaned, V'yach V'yosah, Sheva Pashas Emor Alakhanim. Those two Pashas, Achri Moshe and Emor, he leaned inside. V'yomid, and the Kohen Gadol said, Yosu Masha Karisin, the Gemara before his time, why he had to say it. That starts counting Klal Yisroel or Pashas Pinchas B'yaseh Sefer. Pashas Pinchas is in Pashas Bamidbar. V'sham Musafim Amurim. And there in Pashas Pinchas it says the Pasha about the Musafim, what you brought on Yom Kippur, was Kerei Alpeh. Time for us to be Gemara. Why? Now after the Kohen Gadol finished laying these three Pashas, he made brachas, or mevorach olea shmeina brachas. Afterwards, he made eight brachas, ala Torah. The first bracha was he made of the bracha, brachas at Torah, like we say, like Rashi says, ala Torah, bracha shel achreim ashenosa lanu. Like we say, after you get an aliyah, the bracha achreim ashenosa lanu, that's what the Kohen Gadol also said. So Mefarshim speak out that Avadi made a bracha rishain also. But we're only talking about now the eight brachas that he made after the laying of the Torah. But who then it could be that he made the Brachas HaTorah first also before him. But that's not part of the Cheshbon. We want to say now, when he got finished laning, he made eight Brachas. What are the eight Brachas? First he said, Asher Nosan Lanu. Then he said, V'yalho Avoidah, V'yalho Do. He made a special Bracha for the Avoidah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel the Avoidah, and then Hoidah is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi V'yalho Avoidah, Ritzei B'yamcho Yisrael, V'tirtzo HaAvoidah B'dvir Beisecha. That was the bracha he said. V'yal ho'aydo, moedem anachnu loch, ad ha'toyv loch, ala toyv loch lo'aydus. Ala voidem avorach b'shvil ho'avoydus shavad. The bracha's avoydu was because he was doing avoydu today. V'yhoydo, smucha l'avoydu, d'chsiv, soveyach toydich abdenu. As if you bring the avoydu, you're supposed to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also, after it say, we say moedem. But he made a bracha on hoydo. Then v'yal machila soven, he made a bracha for the forgiveness. Rashi mochul avinaseinu b'yom haKippurim azeh ad melech moichul v'sleich avinaseinu. He made this bracha on Yom Kippur after the laning. Then v'yal hamikdash b'fnei atzmoi, he made a bracha on hamikdash. Rashi mispalal la hamikdash v'choisim boruch shebocha v'hamikdash v'yal Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmoi v'yal Yisroel b'fnei atzmon v'yal Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmoi. V'yalakhanim b'fnei atzmon, v'yal shahra tefila. I made another bracha at the end, shemeya tefila, that's called shahra tefila. The Rashi says, v'yalakhanim, mispala lakhanim v'choysim boruch shebocha b'zarva shalarin, v'chein ha'yisrael, v'yal shahra tefila m'forsh b'gemara. So the Gemara will go through exactly why these eight brachas he made. But these are the eight brachas he made after he learned from the Sefer Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Haroye Kohen Gadol Kishu Kareya. Whoever was inside like the Beis Hamikdash, watching the Kohen Gadol when he learned these Pashas on Yom Kippur, he should know the Metzius, Ein Haroye Par V'Soyah Ma'asrofim. He cannot see what's doing outside Yerushalayim. Poshut Gered, because they're too far away. In other words, the Mishnah is saying these two things happened at the same time. The same time the Kohen Gadol was learning these Pashas, they were burning outside Yerushalayim, the Par Ma'asrofim, the Par Nesoyer. So male, a person couldn't be both places at the same time. So whoever was in the Beis Hamikdash saw the Kohen laning, could not be outside Yerushalayim, watching them burn the Parma Nesrofim. Whoever was outside Yerushalayim when they were burning the Parma Nesrofim was not able to see the Kohen Gadol lane. Now, not because there's an Isser, Elo Shoyse Derech Rechoika, because they were too far away. That's the Chiddush here. That both Malachas were done at the same time. It's the same time the Kohen Gadol was laning from the Torah of the Pasha, and that same time they were burning the Parma Nesrofim. So merely you couldn't be both places at the same time.
So the Gemara, Midik Tani Bitzlis Love on Mishaloi. It says he's allowed to wear his own white clothing. Michlal Dekriya Lav Avoidi. You see, laying the Torah is not called an Avoida. If it was called an Avoida, you would have to have that Big Day Kuna. Ugatani, still the Mishnah says, Imrotz Likras a Big Day Boots, Kore. If he wants to learn the Sefer Torah wearing his regular four white begodim that he wears on Yom Kippur as Big Day Kuna, he's allowed to. So the Chura Shamat Mino, we have right from our Mishnah, that Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehenespen, that you're allowed to have enjoyment from your begodim even when you're not doing an Avoida. Like here, the Kohen Gadol is just laying the Parshis, is not called an Avoida, and still he's allowed to wear his Big Day Boots if he wants to. And we know it's a Machlaikis. Samura says no. Dilma Shani Kriya, Tetzarech Avoidehi. I tell you, this is a mitzvah of laying the parshas on Yom Kippur. It's called Tzarchi Avoida. Like you laying the parshas to review the halacha, to say over what you're supposed to do. So since it's Tzarchi Avoida, maybe that's why you're allowed to do it, even though you're wearing Big Day Kuna. Maybe really, when you're not doing an Avoida, you have to take off your begodim right away. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. But here, the reason why you're allowed to lane with wearing these begodim is because it's called Tzarchi Avoida. The Iboilu, because really we have a shayla, the Iboilu, we have a question. Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehenes Ben, or Loi Nitnu Lehenes Ben? It's a short question. Are the Kohanim allowed to have enjoyment from their begodim when they're not doing an Avoida? Like Rashi says, Noit Nosen Rishus Lehenes Ben, Beloi Shas Avoida. When they're not doing work, they're not doing an Avoida, are they still allowed to wear their Big Day Kuna or not? So Toshima, come and bring your raya. Loihoyo Yishainim, the Big Day Kodesh. They did not sleep, the Kohanim at night, did not sleep wearing the Big Day Kodesh. So it's a diyik. Shinohu deloi. Only they didn't sleep with it. Abhomechal achli. But they were allowed to eat when they were wearing the Big Day Kuna. I eating is not called an avoida. So you see, they're allowed to have enjoyment from the begodim, even shlebeshas avoida. So Mar says no. Dilma shani achila tetzarech avoidhi. Maybe achila is different. Also, achil is called a tzarech of avoida. Why? Kedatanya. The pasuk says, "V'yochlu oisam ashekup avhem." They're supposed to eat the korban, and then they have their kapora. So we dash in malami shakahanim oichlim. The kohanim taki eats the meat. That's their korban chates, the korban shlamim, the oshim. The kohanim are allowed to eat from the meat, and the locher is when the kohanim eat, ubailam eschaprim. The bailam get a kapora. So we see eating from the meat, eating from the korban, is the chedek of the kapora, the forgiveness of the korban. So therefore, they were allowed to eat wearing the begodim. It's no raya, though, that maybe they're allowed to do something else with the begodim. So tomorrow, nochadir, shinhu deloy, mashmoni shini you're not allowed to do. Abohoyiluche mahalchin, but they're allowed to walk. If they want to, they can stop and take a walk throughout the day wearing their begodim. So you see, you're allowed to have enjoyment. So Gemara says, maybe no. Bidin wa tell you really, teheluche nami loy. Maybe they're not allowed to even walk with their begodim. Since the shloi b'shas avoida, they're not allowed to stand take a walk. But the sefer tells me a chiddush, that they're not allowed to sleep, so they have to take it off before they go to sleep. But when they take it off, the chiddush is, poishtin o makalfin o manichin tachas v'shoyim. They're allowed to take off their Big Day Kuna, and fold it up, and put it under the head, and lie on top of the head. So who is the kasha? How could they lie on top of it? Look where they're having enjoyment from it. If you tell me now the begodim are also b'hanor, look where should still be also b'hanor. So we'll soon see. Now, call upon him, we want to say now, really, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Who are then you can't walk with it? Then why does it say not to sleep? They're telling me there's chiddush, you're allowed to put it under your head. So Gemara says now, what are you telling me? That poishtan hu makaflun hu manichin oisim tachas v'shayim. You're allowed to fold them up at night and put it under your head. So the Churavaita, Shamet Minof, and here also we should have a raya. That dig de kuna nitnu lehenespem. Again we should have a raya. That you're allowed to have enjoyment from the begodim. Because if you tell me now the begodim are also b'hanor, there's only a special heter to wear it, to have enjoyment when you're doing the avoidah. So at night when you're sleeping, you're not doing an avoidah. So how are you allowed to put your head, like use it for a pillow? The Chur, you have an enjoyment from it. So my answer is, Enech Nami, Amar Apopam, Loi Tei Matachas Rosheyen, don't say you're allowed to put it underneath your head to use it for a pillow. Elo'eimo Kineged Rosheyen. It means they put it on the side of the head. That's where they put it. So what's the chiddush putting on the side of your head? So Rashi says, "V'seif isrochle shina the nokem mishun the boy lashminon shemuta lito tachas v'shayim v'sula yich beslanim yifiyach miyachas shepoishtan." In other words, Vayis says, "Big dekun also has kedusha, just like when you wear tefillin and not allowed to let out any air. Who are them when you're wearing a begodim also? You're not supposed to let any. You're not supposed to be yifiyach."
So the chiddush is, even though it's on the side of your head, still you're allowed to be mafiach. Then it's not called like you're wearing it. That's the chiddush. Right next to Rashi, connected to Shayim, Eitzel was Shayim, and that's the chiddush. That even though it's on, like Rashi says, Shemaimina, midemut lenichan etzloi lechashin l'shem yafiach. That's part of the chiddush here. That you're allowed to leave the big dekuna on the side of your head when you're sleeping, and even though when you're sleeping, the ma you let out some wind, still that's no iser. Because since you're not wearing the begodim, there's no bizoyin to the begodim.